is a huge palace. Or it can be a huge garden. Or anything you want. See, the garden is commonly used in Huna. Several Huna authors have talked about it. So I'm going to use the garden metaphor and symbol, and just in case you've come across it before. You may be more familiar with it. Think of your unconscious mind as a garden. Now, within that garden, you're going to find everything that's in your unconscious mind. So first thing you do, you connect your conscious mind to your unconscious mind. Because your middle self is going to go down and visit your lower self. And we've talked about ways of doing that before. So by now, you should have practiced at least a few times, so you should be more familiar with doing this. Now, as your middle self walks around that garden of your unconscious, just notice what you see. Everything in there is going to symbolize something. If you see things that are frightening, like monsters or such, guess what? Those are conflicts inside your unconscious mind, and you better deal with them. How do you deal with them? We've talked about that before. Another way of dealing with them is by changing them here as symbols. Turn them into something else. It'll change the meaning of what they represent, and your unconscious mind will understand that. Another thing you can do as you walk through the garden is, as you encounter something you don't like, inside this garden, just allow yourself to sit down, relax, close your eyes, and begin to dissolve your blockages, like we've done before. But do it inside this garden. See, as you do it inside this garden, the effects are even more powerful because you're right there in your unconscious, and your unconscious mind will help you get rid of stuff you don't want from the garden. And there's things that you do want, put them in the garden. Because guess what? As you put them in the garden, if you energize them while you're walking through that unconscious garden, your unconscious mind will take the information to your higher self and it will manifest in your reality. So a good way of thinking about this is the garden of your life. Whatever you put there will happen in your life, will be part of your life. Whatever you take out of there will not be part of your life again. See, before we use a metaphor of the warehouse to describe your unconscious mind, and that's okay. I think a garden may be nicer, prettier, gives you more visuals to work with, but you know, it's up to you. Use whatever metaphor you like. Now, pay close attention here, because this is really, really powerful. And once again, you must be really responsible when you do this. Not only can you go sink down into your unconscious garden, but you can sink down, and once you link your middle self and your lower self, both of them can enter someone else's garden. That's right. Because everyone's unconscious mind is connected. Everyone's superconscious mind is connected also. So all you need to do is go consciously into your unconscious. And then go all the way into someone else's unconscious. Well, once you're inside your own garden, take the energy and raise the vibration of the energy, generate more energy, and match it to the vibration of your psychic self. By now, you should be familiar with what that feels like as you've been practicing, if you've been doing your homework. So match the energy in that garden to the energy of your psychic body. Now allow yourself to travel. Just imagine the landscape changing and find yourself now inside that other person's garden. And notice what you see. This is very powerful because you're getting a deep, deep understanding of what's inside someone else's unconscious mind. And if you know they're unconscious, you know a lot about them. Now be very respectful here. Even if you think you're doing them a favor, you may or may not want to change anything inside someone else's garden. And just remember, before you start working in the garden, you want to make sure that you imagine and visualize everything really vividly. What's the temperature in that place? What does it look like? Are there any plants around there? What kind of plants? What color? Look at every single leaf, every single flower you can think of. Just make it vivid and make it really, really exact inside your mind. And all this is important because you can also use your own garden for divination. Just think of a problem, a question, something about your life you want to know more about. Walk into your garden and take a look around. And notice what symbols you see, what things happen in the garden, and that'll give you an indication of where your unconscious mind is at and all the messages that your unconscious mind is getting from your higher self. If you want to make more money, why don't you put a money-making factory inside your garden? That's a perfect way of doing it, a perfect way of starting to build your unconscious understanding of what it is that you want in your life. Now, back to working with someone else's garden. Once you're inside someone else's garden, and once again, the way to get there is go into your, raise your vibrational energy to your psychic level, and use that psychic energy kind of like a transporter. Let that psychic vibration materialize thing within your garden, or make things just disappear from that garden. Let it transport you from your own garden into someone else's garden. Now, to add to the reality of your own unconscious garden or someone else's garden, here's what you want to do. You want to take an object from your real everyday existence, something that has personal meaning to you. Maybe your watch, maybe something someone gave you, something that has meaning for you. And you want to visualize that object. You want to look at it first. You want to memorize every single inch, every single centimeter, every molecule you can see of it. You want to memorize it, have a clear picture of it in your mind. Close your eyes and visualize the object. Make it as real as if you were actually seeing it. And just imagine yourself actually touching it. Start by actually touching it while you visualize it in your mind. And then put it somewhere else and still make sure you can still feel it inside or feel yourself touching it or inside your hand or wherever you have it so that it's real to your mind. Because you're going to go, when you go and transport yourself into your garden or someone else's garden, you're going to take that object with you, and that's going to make the whole unconscious experience much more real, much more vivid. And make sure you ask your higher self if it's okay to move anything around someone else's garden. Even if you think you're helping them, even if you're healing someone, even if you're just sending good positive energy, make sure you get a clear yes. If you can't get a yes from the actual person you're doing this to, get a clear yes from your higher self. And you can move around things in any which way. Put flowers, put things that would make the person feel happy. Anything positive is good. You can put negative stuff in there too, but then again, it may rebound on you. It may cause you a lot of problems later on. You may not want to do that. You can actually even build a shrine to yourself inside someone else's garden. Of course, I'm not recommending that you do that, but it's something you can actually do also, just to let you know of the power that this technique actually has. You can also flood that place, that garden, with whatever color energy you want. If you've been practicing, and I'm sure you have, the use of color within you, you know what each and every color represents to your unconscious mind and how it affects you and your body and your mind, and you can actually project that energy or put a lamp or make the sun in that garden be that color for that person, and you're going to have the same effects happening for them. So, as long as you energize everything, and we've already talked about how you energize yourself, you can actually create anything inside a garden, either your own or someone else's. And I'm going to repeat that because I think this is very important. You can create anything and have anything happen by shifting things around inside your garden or someone else's garden. I think this should be actually repeated one more time because just in case it hasn't sunk in yet. Anything you want, you can create inside the garden. Some of the sects in ancient Hawaii actually use this garden, or going to someone else's garden, to punish wrongdoing. See, that's something else that can do. It's not something I recommend you take upon yourself, but in some societies, that's the way they actually go about doing it. And now here's your homework. I want you to practice going into your own garden. And I want you to do the following once you're there. And you're going to do one of each of these every day. Once a day at least. For about 21 days also. I want you to pick something you want. You like you want to have more money. So I want you to go each and every day into your garden for anywhere from 10 minutes to maybe an hour, however long you can spare. Go into your garden and practice installing within your garden things that will make you money. If you have a business right now, create things that have to do with your business to make it more efficient, make it better, nicer, prettier. If you don't have a source of income right now, then come up with one, or ask your higher self to pour in into your garden something that's useful for you. You can think of your, while you're inside your garden, why don't you think of your higher self as a sun that shines on your garden? So that anything that comes from that sun, it's something good and comes in from your higher self. That way your unconscious mind knows what to accept and what not to accept. Then I want you to go ahead and do another exercise inside your garden. I want you to go ahead and generate the color of charisma. And I want you to take your garden and flood it with that color. Every single corner, every plant, any tree, any animal, anything, any structure that you have within your garden gets colored with the color of charisma. And I want you to leave that color there as you go about the rest of your day. And I want you to do that every day for 21 days and start noticing how people react differently to you because of what's being generated from deep inside your mind. Practice at home, practice at work, and practice going into different people's gardens. So every day choose one person whose garden you want to go visit. It could be the same person every day, it can be someone else, but just do it once again every day for 21 days. This is a lot of homework, but the more you do it, the more benefits you're going to gain from it. And when you visit someone else's garden more than once on different days, notice how things have changed inside other people's gardens, if you've been changing things. And if you change things, change positive things. Add some more happiness, some more joy, make the garden sunnier. Whatever it is, make sure it's something positive, and notice how the garden has changed. Maybe there's more flowers now in her garden, his garden, whoever's garden you're in. Notice how things look different, and then you'll notice that what you're doing is actually having an effect. And notice the persons, if you actually meet with them personally, notice how their behavior in front of you changes, or in front of other people, how their life is changing. And remember that everything about your life is reflected in your garden, just like everything about someone else's life is reflected in their garden. So anything you find there is everything and anything you need to know about anyone. Ideally, you'll spend a few minutes every morning when you wake up inside your garden, and a few minutes before you go to bed, just to make sure that everything's okay there. Another way you can deal with other people within your own garden is to have them manifest within your garden. Just see yourself inside the garden, or find yourself inside your own garden, and then bring in, use that vibrational energy, and bring in, transport in anyone you want to talk to. In that way, you can deal with all sorts of problems just by consulting people who know or can give you advice within your garden. You can, for example, bring someone into your garden, bring their image into your garden, and have them go into a profound state of trance. And once in that state, you can infuse them with all sorts of energies from your garden. And whatever you infuse in them in your garden will unconsciously transfer through the psychic level to them wherever they are. For example, you can bring in your neighbor, sit down to have a coffee or a picnic inside your garden with them. Resolve any disputes you have with them, and then send him back, transport him back to his own garden with the new ideas, new thoughts, and new resolutions you both came up with. And you'll start noticing how his unconscious mind actually starts manifesting the new changes you've made. Now remember, in order for any of this to work, any changes you make must be energized. So you should go back and do all your energy generating exercises for the 21 days or more, just to make sure that you know how to create energy. Without being able to energize your unconscious mind or the minds of someone else, you're not going to create that much change. You really need to know how to get energized. So let us now go back over everything we've covered so far, because it's a lot of material. So let's start from the beginning again. We discussed the three minds of Huna, the conscious mind, the unconscious mind, and the higher self. High self, middle self, and low self. We talked about what you need to do in order to clear all the blockages of your unconscious mind, and what the benefits of that is. We also discussed how you can contact your higher self, how you can actually engage in the Huna prayer, and how the higher self can help you achieve what you want. We went to the five or six different levels of your unconscious mind, starting with your physical body, your energetic body, your emotional body, your mental body, that's where your beliefs get stored, the psychic body. The psychic wave is what carries in and out messages from you to other people, and at a higher level we talk about going to other dimensions. But for now, let's just stick to, it's the wave that carries all your thoughts, emotions, anything you want to project onto other people, and also everything that you receive from them. Any psychic messages coming from them, you receive them through your psychic body. And then we talked about a little bit about the karmic area, your karmic energetic matrix, where your karma and everything that's going to manifest is stored. We also mentioned that anything that's stored in this karmic area is what your higher self is going to manifest. It's what it's going to energize and manifest. So there's things there that you did not intentionally put in there that are going to manifest in your life. And then you can clear those out through the same process you use to clear blockages in your other areas. And also you can put pictures from your unconscious into that area, energize them to make them real, and have your superconscious mind make them a reality for you. Energizing is very important. Why? Well, by now you all know it's because for anything to work, you need to put energy into it. That's a good simple rule. If you want anything to work, put energy into it. And the more energy you put into it, the better it's going to work, and things will manifest more true to the way you want them to manifest. And how do you build up energy? Well, we discuss several methods of building energy. We discuss also things that keep your energy from manifesting, things that drain your energy. Go back to the first CD if you want to review these things. And we talked about ways to enhance the energy, raise vibrational levels, which is important for you to transfer yourself from one level to the next. Keep in mind that all these levels operate simultaneously. That's why when you project any, say you want to project an emotion, you generate the emotional vibration at the emotional level, and you also generate the psychic vibration at the psychic level, and you take the lower vibration, you embed it within the higher vibration, and you send both of them. This takes a little bit of practice, but once you start feeling the vibrations in your body, and you can actually visualize doing these things to help you along, you'll notice how the feeling and what you visualize come together, and you can actually tell when you're doing it right or not. In this way, you've learned how to control your own thoughts, how to control the thoughts of others, how to project any emotion feeling that you want, including charisma. You can keep projecting charisma all throughout. In fact, I suggest you practice using charisma as something to project. You can manifest more money. We talked about the importance of being ethical when you use any of these skills. And we also talked about creating your own conscious garden where you can actually control things much more easily, because it gives you a set of symbols for your unconscious to recognize, and how you can even construct a garden for someone else and use their symbols and move them around. And of course, we gave you exercises for all these things, and it's very important for you to do the exercises. Take the 21 days and do them each and every day. After 21 days, guess what? Do them for 21 more days. Your power is going to increase. You're going to become better at it. Everything's going to work out much better the more you practice. So practice, practice, practice. Now, some of you may be hypnotists. If you're not a hypnotist, it's very easy to learn. All you need to learn is something called the element induction. You can look it up online. It's very simple. Anyone can learn it. It takes about 3 to 4 minutes to do.